All right, okay. Myself up. High school, I danced and I sang. It's like I've always wanted one of these. I really have. Where'd you buy them from? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, from the boss. Batteries. It's here.
Remember that time, which
I don't think any of us remember the
wouldn't be
50s.
a good thing. So if you have just a bit of gentle movement there, it will give you
Mm.
the energy to work. Or you can use solar cells, but I'm not sure about that indoors really, but
But there's sometimes combinations. I mean, the calculators
yeah.
do combinations of but also using some solar panel.
So now these solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb?
I don't
Does
know.
anybody know?
I think it has to be from solar energy.
Think the well, cost the less would be the basic battery really. And if you want something fancy, I think the kinetic provision of energy would be nice, but I don't know if it's worth the cost. So we've got to discuss that.
Okay. Very good.
For the case of the remote itself, it can be a general case, which is just a flat one. You can have a curved one or a double curved one, if you know what I mean. So,
What's a double curved one?
you know, kind of more ergonomic, that kind of sits the palm of your hand, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Then the case material itself, so it can be either plastic or latex, rubber, wood, or sand. And for each of them, you have cases for example, titanium, you can't use it for, if we're choosing a double curved case, we can't choose titanium. And if we're choosing solar cells, then we can't choose latex for the case material, so we just have to take that into account. But if we're choosing just the flat case, then we can go for anything. And I think we discussed earlier on the RSI problem thing, so we could
Well, that might be an idea of using the
yeah.
rubber, but then it's a,
To have a squeezable remote.
Yeah. And also it doesn't break as easily maybe, I
Okay,
don't
is it when a TV program's got when you're watching the match and the TV just tells you you're going to buzz it across the room and it'll bounce off the wall somewhere? Yeah, I like that idea.
So rubber would be
I think rubbers.
Rubber. We all like that idea. You think you can
Well,
market that to everyone?
after my fashion thing, I think you'll realize that rubber is more
Ooh, we like rubber. Ooh.
people.
Good plan.
And then there are the push buttons. So you can have basic push buttons or scroll wheels, like you have on the mouse. Or you could have LCD, which gives you a display. Scroll buttons as well. So if you use a rubber double curved case, you must use rubber push buttons. So if we're going Technically speaking, it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not.
Yeah. So let's not.
We want to go for it, and it all. It's long as it works.
Yeah. I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on frame.
So it's either. Wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah.
What about the just developed sample sensor?
What about what?
The sample sensor, sample speaker thing.
Well, what do we need a speaker for in a remote control unit?
Well, I don't know. Be cool. Channel 2.
Basically, you can program a sample that, that when you say something, it will give a response, and you can program the response as well. It's just clips of that you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says hello, Rick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not. It would be one thing if it was speech recognition where you say something and it turns the TV on, like turn the TV on, and it turns on, but it's not that. It's just.
Oh, it just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response. So yeah.
Oh, then.
Like,
yeah.
Hello.
I thought it was when they said.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant like channel 5, and it would change. Like you talk to it. Can I have channel 5? Oh, there. Forget about it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go for the battery. Then the case, do you want it flat or curved or double?
We'll go with the latest with the RSI rubber.
Yeah, so we want it rubber double curved.
So it will look like something like this. Oh, you'll have it.
People have the people were getting the complaining of RSI, and this is anti RSI.
Yeah.
So that's another marketing point that we can use.
Oh, the rubber push buttons, though. Don't you have to move your?
Anything's gonna have buttons.
Mm.
Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive.
I thought they'd give an option of flat buttons or.
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing the button. It's the fact that you're pressing doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti-RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them away to burn off steam.
Yeah,
so they can sit there and go like.
Not that watching TV should be some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Right.
Sorry.
Basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division, somebody like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Lisa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they're laid out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned this feature selection based on interface. Like we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless. Especially sample sensor, sample output. It would just be probably the most expensive part of our remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on inside an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that. And I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI, and you've got that thumb movement that you're usually doing.
That does get annoying.
The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be funny or playful in some way. Or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well for you. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button on our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. Manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad layout where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user. This is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Well.
Something for kids. And so, yeah, I think my personal preferences, we've all kind of talked about and seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general. I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were crucial for us. And yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, well, let's so what are our definite decisions on this then, as a team? The interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display, I think.
So it's a simple,
so yeah, it's just going to be
so straight set of
you
buttons.
push buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally only have power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, numerical keypad. And some sort of keypad, we'll either have a lock button like you mentioned or a cover or something. I guess it's to the point where we need to decide about it.
Okay, and we're not
Well, now that we've decided
Are
on
we
it.
gonna are we have we decided on whether we're gonna supplement it with anything, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it? We're just gonna go for something.
It seems like we
Maybe
wouldn't
we
want to get
can.
too busy and too sort of gaudy, but yeah, I would say maybe a couple of colors, like a black with yellow in somewhere, like maybe the RR could be yellow or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okey-dokey. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move on
I
to.
guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case.
Right. Well, I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market and what the fashions are for next year. So yes. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions, and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that from the remote control market, these are like most important aspects, like that we really need to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the remote control has to look and feel fancier than the ones that we already have. So it has to be, exactly. Second, it should be technologically innovative. So, well, technologically, it should be like work, basically, I guess. It should work. It should. That's new. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put up Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, everybody's gonna like, oh, because Bluetooth is the in thing nowadays. Like it really is, like people, and when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether, you know, at the end of the day, whether it works properly or not. Well, they do, but it's like it's not. Yeah, but it looks good. If it looks good and it's it can just be there for decoration. But like you could always insert, yeah. Yeah, but I mean people like. Well, if you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new, you have to make it state of the art. Well, it doesn't like it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth. That was just an idea, but like it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's a battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know, like. But I think we are really keeping to what is already out there, and people have already seen it. People have already got it. If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have and just go creative. And then you could market it. Never have to change a battery again. I think safety. Yeah. Third most important aspect is it's easy to use, and I think we've all worked that out. Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next year's fashion is very much in fruit and vegetables. are like the theme for cloth, shoes and furniture. So next year people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs and things. Yeah. Rubber things. And as it's rubber, the feel, which is in this year, is spongy. So it's not quite spongy, but spongy, I would say, is, yeah. So we're in. Yep. And so, personal, what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, like the look and the feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company's image. Is what I had to say. So we're moving in the right direction, I think. Well, maybe make it like fruity colors or something. Some sort. Or. Well, I think if it's rubber, it needs to be different. I think it should be, I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like really different colors, basically. Okay, so sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the the material, that material? like, I'm just thinking bright colors, bright natural colors, nothing too bright, but too not, yeah, like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink, and make it different colors so anybody can choose, like I've. Yeah, and on the back of it, have the logo. Well, I can say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something really funky and cool. Like, and kids will be walking in with their parents saying, "Mommy, I want to buy that one." And parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if you throw it around, especially with younger kids. You know, they can pick it up and yeah. The only thing is that really small kids might chew on it. But yeah. So it's quite like user friendly, and also for different families, like family use as well. So for little kids and for older kids, like teenagers will like it. I think especially maybe younger girls, if it's in pink, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, pink remote control for their room or something." Yeah. So like you walk in, you're like, oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright, and then the shop assistant comes up and says, oh, what color would you like it? And they go like, oh, I can choose the color. Wow. So it puts, I think, even the customer into more control over what they're buying, instead of you've got what color, it's either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into a shop and choosing a color. It's yeah. You've got the evaluation.
So we know for definite, we definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be a simple button. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Which gives you all the details.
Okay, right, well, it's we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish. I've got a note saying that you two are going to be working together. So I can stay in before we all disappear.
I've never been getting.
Immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think
So we really have that incentive to make this remotely.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's what I'm doing now.
I want to share a space rocket. You see that this can be done with sense.
Yeah.
I did notice looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker, at the corporate webpage, it's not